Kandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Kandu, the magician. But before our play begins, may we make a practical suggestion to you on how to economize on your family clothes budget? That is, buy washable garments whenever you can. Then launder them gently, safely, in White King soap suds. Yes, it is very easy and inexpensive to keep your washables new-looking in gentle White King soap suds. Those suds are safe for all your brightly colored washables. Safe for gay new cottons, pretty rayons, and sheer fine nylon. White King suds safeguard your clothes in still another way. They wash out all the dirt. In fact, the only thing White King suds could possibly be hard on is dirt. They wash out surface soil, wash out hidden dirt to safeguard all your washables. We know you'll say, as thousands of ladies do, I love White King. By his magic powers, Frank Chandler has recovered the precious emerald box entrusted to him by the yogi in India, where he had become known as Kandu, the magician. Now it is 2 days later, and Chandler and the regents have retraced the long miles across the desert to Cairo. It is late afternoon. Bob and Betty are waiting for their mother on one of the busy streets of the city. Kandu, the magician.
Bets, let's go look for Mom. It shouldn't take her this long to get her hair done.
I shouldn't think so either. It's almost 5 o'clock. But she did say she might do some shopping if she had time.
Well, where would she go for that?
Well, I don't know. She was going to ask Najee.
I don't like it, Bets.
Why?
Remember when Mom didn't show up in Alexandria and we just rescued her in time from the slave market?
But that was in the native quarter, Bob.
I know it, but... Well, I don't see why she had to have her hair done anyway. Darn, it looked all right to me.
It was full of sand, silly. Anyway, she said to meet her here, and I think we should wait a little while longer before we... Oh! That looked like Abdallah in that car.
Oh, nuts. All you think about's Abdallah. He's halfway home by this time.
Was he going right back to the desert?
Well, that's where he lives.
Oh, yes, I know. He has a beautiful house and a big oasis with a garden full of blossoming trees. And...
What are you talking about?
He told me so.
When was this?
The night before last. The night the storyteller told that story about the eyes of Bhutani. Didn't that sound marvelous out there in the desert? That weird music and the stars.
Hey, I thought Abdallah wasn't supposed to talk to you.
Oh, well...
Uncle Frank will tell him off. And you, too.
I only talked to Abdallah for about 2 minutes. You needn't be so... Oh!
For Pete's sake, talk about California drivers.
Oh, Bob, there she is.
Huh?
There's Mother coming out of that little shop.
With one package after all this time.
You never notice anything.
She has a new hat.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, children.
It looks wonderful on you, Mother.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, dear. Najee told me about the shop just before she left. Shall we walk home?
Oh, if you want to. Well, here, I'll carry that package.
Oh, no, thanks, Bob. I know how you dislike carrying parcels.
Mother, did you mean Najee's gone away somewhere?
Yes. She said she'd be out of town for several days.
Oh.
Well, are we going to go on staying there anyway?
Oh, yes. Let's cross here, hmm?
Oh, look out, Mother!
Please, you idiot.
Oh, did he hit you? Mom!
Oh, he just touched me. I'm not hurt, Bob.
I'm terribly sorry. I knew he took that corner too fast. These native drivers. Are you hurt?
No, really. No, bumper just touched me.
Oh, good. These streets really are too narrow. That's no excuse, I know.
Well, I should have been watching. Well, children, shall we try again?
Oh, please, let me take you home. Well, it's the least I can do.
Oh, no, thank you. It's only a little way, and I'm really quite all right.
Are you sure, Mother? Here, let me fix your hat.
Her hat? When she might have gone right under the car.
Now look here. I'm going to insist.
Why don't you let him give you a lift, Mom? You look kind of white.
Yeah. It's not at all necessary, Bob.
Come on, please. I'll help you in.
Well, all right.
Oh, good.
Bet?
Thanks, Bob. Mother, have you still got your package?
Yes, dear.
We can all ride in here. I'll take the jump seat. All right, Huffies. And take your time, will you? We're not going to a fire. You're staying at Shepherd's, I suppose. Now, you couldn't have been starting to walk out to Manor House.
No, we're staying in town with Princess Notch. Your driver may know where her house is.
I was it. I know.
But you can't mean the mysterious Egyptian princess that no one ever sees.
Yes, she does, mister.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Gordon Douglas. And you are Mrs.
Regent.
Ah. You don't look as if you could possibly be the mother of these two, if you don't mind my saying.
Oh, she's used to people saying that by this time.
I don't wonder. Mrs. Regent, I realize this sounds like the complete nosy reporter, but how did you manage to meet the princess?
Oh, my brother's known her for years.
Are you a reporter, Mr. Douglas?
Well, Bob, I'm what is known as a foreign correspondent.
Oh, that must be fun. I kind of like to do that myself.
That'll be the day.
So this is where she lives, huh? Behind a high wall. Like a true...
Oh, but on the other side, the garden runs right down to the river. And you ought to see the inside of the house. It's like a picture out of the Arabian Nights.
Well, why don't you come in and see it if you want to?
Mrs. Regent, do you think the princess would mind?
Why, I don't suppose so.
Well, she's not even here, Mom. Why should she care?
Then is it all right with you, Mrs. Regent?
Oh, certainly. Do come in for a few minutes.
Thank you.
I'll go ring the bell while the rest of you get out.
Wait for me,
Hoppies. Hello, Saeed. We're back. Mom, are you okay?
Oh, yes, Bob. I told you I wasn't hurt. Come in, Mr. Douglas.
I know this is inexcusable, Mrs. Regent. My curiosity is just too much for me.
I don't blame you, Mr. Douglas. I hope Uncle Frank's here.
Well, I thought you were all lost. Dot, you ought to be as beautiful as Isis in the time it's taken. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had someone with you.
Frank, this is Mr. Douglas. My brother, Frank Chandler.
How do you do?
How do you do? A friend from home?
Well, no, I'm sorry to say.
He brought us home because he almost knocked Mom down with his car.
Dorothy.
Oh, I'm all right, Frank. Sit down, won't you, Mr. Douglas? We'll have some coffee. Bring us some coffee, please, Abu.
And some of those sticky little cakes, Mother.
All right, Abu, the cakes, too.
Uncle Frank... Mr. Douglas is a foreign correspondent.
Oh?
I'm not here on a story, Mr. Chandler. As I told Mrs. Regent, when I heard she was staying with the legendary Princess Naji, my curiosity overcame me. In fact, if Bob hadn't suggested my coming in, I'd have spent the evening trying to wangle an invitation.
The princess doesn't make many social engagements.
From what I've heard, she makes none at all. Mrs. Regent, you weren't by any chance related to Robert Regent, the scientist who was drowned on the Athenia.
What? What made you think of that?
Oh, I don't know, except that putting two and two together is my business. It isn't an ordinary name, for one thing. And Regent was supposed to have worked in Egypt one time. And then your son is named Bob, and so... Was he your husband?
He still is.
You don't mean to say he's alive. Is he living here, too? Would he give me an interview?
We don't know where he is, Mr. Douglas. That's why we came over from California, to find him.
What a story.
I hope not, Mr. Douglas.
Was he doing some kind of secret work over here during the war?
Not so far as we know.
You know, when that list of atomic scientists was published, I couldn't help wishing Regent's name could have been on it. If ever a man was needed, he was.
Mother, you know I told you I bet Daddy was...
Betty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, here's our coffee. I'll pour it, Abu, thank you. Mr. Douglas?
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry, I can't drop the subject now. Are you sure Regent is alive?
We have reason to think so, yes.
Your coffee, Frank.
Oh, thanks, Don.
Then why don't you know where he is?
It's a long story, Mr. Douglas. Too long to go into now.
I see. Didn't mean to dig up family skeletons.
I beg your pardon.
I beg yours, Mrs. Regent. I shouldn't have brought up the subject in the first place. But you know, the possibility of Robert Regent being alive. Oh, it's fantastic.
Would you mind telling me what you meant by family skeletons, Douglas?
Well, I meant the old story of the disappearing relative. But I needn't have mentioned it.
If you mean Dad ran off and left
us...
No,
no, not at all, Bob. I didn't know your father, but I'm sure no one ever suspected any such thing.
Well, just what was the story?
If you want it spelled out, I meant the vanishing cousin.
or whoever he was, disappeared from the face of the earth about the time Regent was drowned. There was some talk in Washington that he had saved himself at Regent's expense.
This relative went off to India, didn't he?
Well, now that you mention it, I think I have heard that. I used to hear rumors about him in Washington once in a while. Oh, but this must be an unpleasant subject. I'm sorry.
A thoroughly bad hat, to quote my English friends. A brother-in-law, though, not a cousin.
Well, I had... Oh, good Lord, Chandler, you? I have put my foot into it. I don't know what to say.
Children, don't.
No, I'd better go before I make more of a fool of myself than I have. My apologies, Mr. Chandler.
As a matter of fact, Douglas, I'm quite pleased to know what's being said about
me. But it was years ago, anyway. Now, look here. I've almost killed your sister. I've certainly not endeared myself to, well, to the rest of you. You must let me make it up to you, huh?
Well, there's no need of that.
Of course
not. Now, won't you all have dinner with me at Manor House tomorrow night?
Well, I'm not sure I'll be in Cairo. I'm expecting to be away on business.
I'm sorry. But you'll come, won't you, Mrs. Regent? And Bob and Betty?
Well, thank you. We'd like it very much.
Splendid. And Chandler, you're included if you find you can make it.
Thanks.
Now, don't bother to come to the door. I'll find my way out.
Oh, Betty and I'll go with you.
Good night, Mr. Douglas.
Good night, Mr. Green.
Good night. Dot, is this what it does to you to buy a new hat?
Oh, I forgot to take it off. I wasn't just trying to be formal.
Accepting a dinner invitation from a fellow you never saw before. You don't know who he is.
Well, you're going with us if you're still here.
Well, I may not be here.
Well, you can find out about him tomorrow.
But, Doc,
if he's just who he says he is, why shouldn't we have dinner with him?
You know, this isn't at all like you, Doc.
Oh, yes, it is, Frank. Oh, it's so nice to meet someone for a change who isn't involved in all these plots. Just a pleasant, everyday man like the people I know at home.
I know how you feel, but listen,
You're just annoyed because he cast you in the part of the rascally relative.
Well,
besides, after the embarrassing position you put him in...
Well, I couldn't resist it, Don. You know, reporters always irk me.
Well, I like him. All those nice things about Robert. Well, you needn't shake your head like a grumpy old uncle. For once, we're going out to dinner just for fun.
Now, before we say goodnight, we pause to suggest that you and every member of your family join us every weekday night to hear Chandu, the magician. And we suggest that you try the soap we make, White King granulated soap. You will discover that there is no better soap for your washing machine than White King. White King makes plenty of good, rich, foaming soap suds. Long-lasting suds that don't fizzle out on you when your wash water cools down. And White King suds really roll the dirt right out of your clothes. You'll be so proud of your washing. The white things, so very white. The colored things kept so fresh and bright. The washing time shortened so considerably, it saves you effort and saves wear on your clothes as well. So may we remind you, nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. And when you buy a box, be sure to save the box top, won't you? Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Dorothy Regent was played by Irene Tedrow. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.